Gertrude, whenever she happened to spy Miss Lolly-Loo flying by in the sky. She got very jealous, she frowned and she pouted. She got awfully, awfully mad. And she shouted,
"This just isn't fair. I have one, she has two. I have one, she has two. I must have a tail. I must have a tail. I must have a tail. Just like Lolly-Loo.
So she flew to her uncle, a doctor named Dake, whose office was high in a tree by the lake. And she cried,
"Uncle Doctor, oh please do you know of some kind of pill that would make my tail grow?"
"Tut, tut," said the doctor, "such talk is absurd. Your tail is just right for your kind of bird. Your tail is just right for your kind of bird."
Better. fine.
So she nibbled another one off of the vine. She felt a new twitch. And then Gertrude yelled,
Miss Lala has only just two. I have three. When Lala the loses this beautiful stuff, she'll fall right down flat, flat on her face, sure enough. I'll show her who's pretty. I certainly will. Why, I'll make myself even prettier still, even prettier still.
She snatched at those berries that grew on that vine. She gobbled up over 6, 7.
Gulp.
8, 9. She didn't stop eating on Gertrude McBuns till she'd eaten 3 dozen. That's all that there was.
Squawk.
But that bird couldn't fly, she couldn't fly, She couldn't fly, she couldn't run, she couldn't walk. And all through that night, she was stuck, on that hill. And Gertrude McFaws might be stuck up there still. If her good Uncle Dick hadn't heard the girl yell, he rushed to her rescue and brought along help. It took almost 2 weeks. And then it took almost another week more to pull out those feathers.
Ouch!
Was Dr. Seuss's Gertrude McFuzz in musical form. This is Art Time on ICANN. I'm Sarah. Sometimes when I'm trying to draw something, I can't think of what I want to create. Why don't you draw a funny face? Here's some music to inspire you.